Welcome back. Episode 61 for Thursday, January 16th. Apple's iPhone Night Mode Photography Contest, Photography Tips, and Bridge offers new keyboard with trackpad. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Apple recently announced how you can share your best iPhone night mode photos in Apple's new photography contest. Also, we will be giving you some photography tips, and we will discuss Bridge's offering a new iPad keyboard with a trackpad. Let's get started. Many of the Mac Minutes listeners live in the northern latitudes, and we all have plenty of darkness and beauty to have inspiring photos be recognized by Apple. Apple is starting the new year by celebrating more captivating ways to shoot on iPhone with an all-new Night Mode Photo Challenge. Users are invited to share their impressive Night Mode images captured with iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max. Beginning now through January 29th, Apple is in search of the most stunning Night Mode shots from users around the world. A panel of select judges will evaluate submissions to reveal five winning photos on March 4th. The winning photos will be celebrated in a gallery on Apple Newsroom, Apple.com, and Apple Instagram, which is at Apple. They may also appear in digital campaigns, at Apple stores, on billboards, or in third-party photo exhibition. After owning an iPhone 11 Max, the device does offer a top-notch camera experience and brings major enhancements to photography. iPhone 11 features a breakthrough dual camera system, and iPhone 11 Pro features a triple camera system, both deeply integrated into iOS 13. With intuitive and powerful new tools to enable every owner to shoot great photos. All iPhone 11 models feature a new wide sensor with 100% focus pixels that enables night mode, delivering low-light photos captured in indoor and outdoor environments never before possible on iPhone. This is in addition to an all-new ultra-wide camera, next-generation smart HDR, and upgraded portrait mode experience. Let me now give you some tips for using night mode. Number one, night mode automatically comes on in low-light environments. If the yellow night mode icon is showing, you're shooting with night mode. Number two, night mode determines capture time based on the scene and displays this time in the night mode icon. You can tap on the night mode icon and adjust the slider to max to extend the capture time. Number three, try propping up your iPhone or using a tripod for a longer capture time at the darkest time of night. Back to the contest. There are 10 extremely qualified judges from throughout the world. I read their bios, and they're extremely impressive. And you can view their biographies at the Mac Minutes Podcast Group page on Facebook. They are also at the show notes that are on the Mac Minutes Podcast website at macminutes.blubrry.net. I will also post a link to the previous iPhone photography winner photos. I will now tell you how to submit your night mode photos to Apple. Share your top night mode photos taken on iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max on Instagram and Twitter using the hashtags Shot on iPhone and Night Mode Challenge to participate in the challenge. Weibo users can participate using hashtag Shot on iPhone hashtag and hashtag Night Mode Challenge hashtag. Please note which model you use to capture your image in the caption. You can also choose to submit your images in their highest resolution via email to shotoniphone at apple.com using the file format firstname_lastname_nightmode_iPhone model. Photos can be straight from the camera, edited through Apple's editing tools in the Photos app or with third-party software. Submissions will be accepted through 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on January 29th. You must be 18 years of age or older to participate, and this challenge is not open to Apple employees or their immediate families. The 5 winning photos will be notified March 4th, 2020. Should you choose to submit your photos via social media, the images must be made public. Ineligible submissions include photos that violate or infringe upon another person's rights, including but not limited to copyright, trademark, privacy, publicity, or any other intellectual property rights or civil rights, contain sexually explicit, nude, obscene, violent, or other objectionable or inappropriate content, or in any way disparage Apple or any other person or party. Apple has stated that artists will be compensated for their work and will pay a licensing fee to the 5 winning photographers for use of their photos on Apple marketing channels. You retain your rights to your photograph. However, by submitting your photo, you grant Apple a royalty-free, worldwide, irrevocable, non-exclusive license for 1 year to use, modify, publish, display, distribute, create derivative works from and reproduce the photo on Apple Newsroom, Apple.com, Apple Twitter accounts, Apple Instagram, which is at Apple, at Apple stores, on billboards, Apple Weibo, Apple WeChat, and in third-party public photo exhibitions. That's a lot of exposure. Any photograph reproduced will include a photographer credit. If your photo is selected to be featured in marketing materials, you further agree to grant Apple exclusive commercial use of the photo for the life of the license. So that pretty much covers the iPhone Night Mode Photography Contest. Let's switch topics now and discuss the upcoming release of the Bridge Pro Plus for the iPad. Apple fulfilled many requests when it added external mouse and trackpad support in iOS 13 and iPad OS. Bridge is now one of few companies that are jumping on this opportunity to develop an optimized solution to boost productivity. Its solution is the Bridge Pro Plus, which is just open for pre-orders, and the journalist at Apple Insider got an early look. Mine is on order, but I thought it would be important to share the review of the device. The Bridge Pro Plus is instantly very familiar for anyone who has seen a Bridge product in the past. It is crafted from aluminum with a full set of backlit keys in the center. As I said, I have had a couple of the Bridge products in the past and have found the keyboard to be durable than most of the similar products. Where it differs is the trackpad has been integrated between the spacebar and the edge of the keyboard. The trackpad is sufficiently large, especially on the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, and has a smooth glass surface on the top, just as Apple's Magic Trackpad does. Apple Insider said the trackpad was easy to use and navigate through iPad OS. They did notice a bit of delay at times using the integrated trackpad. Bridge says this delay is due to the Bluetooth connection, which may have exacerbated by nearby interference when they tested the Bridge Pro Plus. The small amount of lag that will persist through can improve over time as Apple works further on mouse support. I want to add my advice here regarding Bluetooth latency. This is exactly why I've stayed primarily with Apple keyboards and not Bluetooth models. I'll give this one a try, as I have with other Bridge Bluetooth models, and they have worked better than most. Bridge's integrated trackpad supports multi-touch, similar to Apple's on a Mac. Bridge assigned a two-finger tap to raise the dock, a triple-finger tap to invoke Exposé, and a tap in the lower right corner to go back to the home screen. This can all be customized within settings. In the most recent iOS 13.3 update, Apple also has added support for hot corners, which brings even more functionality to Bridge Pro Plus even before it launches. By just navigating the mouse to one of the corners, it can perform other actions, such as going back to the home screen. Alongside the Bridge Pro Plus, Bridge is also launching a standalone iPad trackpad. The trackpad is the same size as Apple's trackpads that are integrated into the MacBook Pro. It has a glass top and an aluminum frame that can be changed over to USB-C. The Bridge Plus is currently available to order in space gray for both the 12.9-inch and 11-inch iPad Pro. You can go to www.bridge.com. I have also included a photo on the Mac Minutes show notes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Deezer, CastBox, and other podcatchers. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you soon.